From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life.
I'm Pete Stoughton.
And I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
Whether your mental or physical wellness brings you to the top of the highest peaks,
or you need a little help with the climb,
The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch.
We're speaking this morning with the parent of an Olympian who's headed to Tokyo. Haley Batten is one of three on the women's Olympic mountain bike team. Haley spent her entire youth here in Park City as a Park City High School graduate. And we tried very diligently to catch up with her before she headed to Tokyo, but wow, it was hard. And we thought, what a great chance to speak with a parent of an Olympian. Kathy Batten joins us this morning. Welcome to you, Kathy. It's great to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be chatting with you too. But it is really unfortunate that you couldn't get Haley's voice on here, because, you know, she loves this and loves Park City. So yeah, things got so crazy leading up to the Olympics. It just, you know, I think she had it planned with you guys, but with the COVID testing that they had to do prior, it just threw everything out of whack. So I'm sorry she couldn't be here too.
Oh, it's understandable.
Her voice, yeah.
And believe me, we will chase her down after the Olympics.
Great.
She can count on that. I know she was in Italy at least last week, sort of training. And as you say, you know, these preparations and testing leading up to the Olympics, why were they training in Italy?
Yes, and I had the luck of being there with them for 2 weeks. So I was kind of signed on as grocery shopper, food prep, and cooking person, which was such a great experience. It was so much fun because she was there also with her teammate, Christopher Blevins, who is also going to the Olympics. So I helped them out with that. And they picked that area, Finale Ligure, Italy, because the trail network system is really nice. They were hoping for the, you know, generally it's very warm there and better humidity than a lot of Europe. And so they picked that area for that. Unfortunately, it wasn't as warm of a trend as it normally is, but that's why they were there. So training, just so they didn't have to travel so much. They had done a race in Leger, the World Cup, and it was pretty close to Leger. And then they just wouldn't have to travel around so much. So that's why they picked that area. And it was beautiful.
Well, Kathy, that's bringing up a really great point. As far as, you know, Haley is an accomplished rider. She's been training since she was a little girl. How does training change when you're going to the Olympics and in a COVID year? I guess two questions.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think so for her in particular, you know, she needed to qualify. So, she kind of was working on a double peak. So she tried to peak for those early season World Cups so she could actually earn her spot, which I think is important because there's a lot of politics that go into it otherwise. And that was a big goal of hers, was to actually earn the spot, which she was able to do. And then, you know, kind of had, she had some time off after that and then did another build leading up to the Olympics. So maybe a few other races sacrificed in hopes that she's ultimately prepared for the Olympics. But for her, you know, during COVID and during this whole time, really not much changed. I mean, athletes are so focused on what they're doing. And I think during COVID, it was nice to still have that focus, even though things were being canceled and a lot of stuff was thrown around differently. She still had a focus. And I think that really helped her a lot, you know, get through COVID in a different way than some of us.
Yeah, certainly. I can imagine it's really tough to be traveling the world with COVID and yet alone trying to train for it.
Yeah. I mean, definitely traveling is a whole new experience. And therein lies the problem of getting in touch with her. Being in Italy, we didn't think of the challenge for getting tests and where to get tests. So they were in a pretty small village and there wasn't really any testing capabilities. And Japan is, you know, requiring two tests leading up to getting over there and, you know, specific requirements. They had to have the test results signed and stamped. And so we had to do some driving around, and it kind of threw a wrench into their last few days of training, just getting all of that accomplished. So
we're speaking with Kathy Batten. She is the mother of Haley Batten, who's headed to the Olympics in Tokyo for mountain biking. She'll be headed there when, Kathy? This week? I would imagine this week.
Well, she actually landed there today, or our morning, early morning hours, and made it there safely and was able to get her, had her COVID test in order and was able to get through the border crossing. And, you know, they did, I think they had to wait in line there for a couple hours, and then it was a couple hour drive to their facility where they're staying and where the racing will be. So yes, they, most of the athletes, I think, for the mountain biking world have arrived.
How is it working there? Are they having to quarantine in some way, sort of with their team, or isolate? I mean, obviously, being a mountain biker, you're outside, so there's not
right
so much of a threat there.
Right. No quarantining. So they will be tested every day. And so I think that's the main part. And they will keep tight bubbles. They're required to keep tight bubbles with their group. So just the testing daily, staying in their tight bubble. They don't get to do a lot of the things that you would normally, you know, with the Olympics, which is, you know, integrating with the community and getting involved with, you know, maybe some of the younger athletes there and things like that. So that part of it, they will be missing out on. But other than that, yeah, just keeping a tight bubble and being as safe as you can, because they're still having problems over there and lots of people traveling there. So they want to stay healthy.
What, do you have the schedule of her events right there that you can give us?
Yes. So, I do know that it's July 27th that she will be racing at 3 p.m. Japan time, which I believe for mountain time will be, I think, midnight.
And so she has just the one event? Or
just the one event. So, you know, in the World Cups, they have the short track events now, which is a really fun spectator-friendly sport to watch. And hopefully they get that in the Olympics one day. I think that would be very exciting. But currently, just the cross-country event will take place at the Olympics.
So, Kathy, I want to pick your brain, because here in Park City, so many parents are hoping to raise Olympians. And I, you know, knowing you for many years, I think that was kind of the tertiary goal, but it was really just to raise an amazing young woman, which,
right.
Talk to us about raising an elite athlete, an amazing young woman. And was it at the forefront of your mind or Haley's to be an Olympian, and any advice to parents?
Well, you know, I honestly feel like it had very little to do with me. She has just been a driven young girl from the very beginning. And it definitely was in the, well, I wouldn't say in the early days it was the forefront of her mind. When she talks about it, I think it was at the first national championships that she won. And that must have been 2012. I think, and they were getting ready to go to London, I think, for the Olympics, and the team was there, and, you know, she got to meet with Leah Davidson, came and had dinner with us, and just realizing that here are these other athletes that are just wonderful human beings, you know, not that much different than everybody there, and that's kind of where the passion, I think, really ignited, was during that. During nationals.
And I'll never forget one of my favorite memories when I was able to coach her, sort of coach her, alongside her.
Yes.
She would, you know, have these amazing training plans, and she would ride with the high school team, and she would just ride along the slowest group and encourage kids. And that was her ride with us on a regular basis. What was at the core of Haley that she was willing to be such a a sacrificial leader and a community builder? I mean, because that's hard to teach kids.
Yes, again, you know, of course, we try to teach our children good family values and caring for others and wanting to give back to your community. And you hope that that resonates with them and they can pass that along. And yeah, she just, again, though, innately had a lot of that in her. And I think that, you know, in the nuts and bolts of it, she just wants to be a good human being. And she finds a lot of value in giving to others, I think, too. And she enjoyed that so much. I think the whole high school mountain biking time was a really unique experience for her because for her, it wasn't like the competition. It was a very separate thing for her where she got to experience a little bit more camaraderie, I think, than she had in her real, the real racing world that she was in. And so being with peers where they were cheering each other on and just a very special camaraderie. So that just was a wonderful added experience to her development. And she's very lucky that she got to do that. You know, unfortunately not for too many years because it didn't really work in with her, you know, training plan and all of that, but she would go back and volunteer and still cheer people on, which was great. So she's really lucky and feels really privileged that she got to have that opportunity. And, you know, it's just amazing to see what Utah has done with the whole high school mountain biking league. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. How much that league has grown and developed.
Yes.
It's just great.
Yes.
Haley is 23 right now, and you said that she won the first national championship. I'm calculating it about 14.
Yes. Yes.
So she has been incredibly high level for a really long time. Did she start in Young Riders?
Yes, she did. Well, so, I mean, she started with us, of course, as a family, just going on little group rides and getting into some little local, just the kiddie races when my husband would go to the local races. But Young Riders was huge for her because, you know, she had Deb Lovechi as her leader, and she just worshipped her. And so that was kind of her first real mentor as a woman, you know, and just getting such great insight from her. So yes, Young Riders was a huge part of it, where I think that was the beginning of just her really relating to some older people and as a mentor and getting advice from them and really learning how to take that in and use that in her experiences moving forward. So that was wonderful for her. Yes.
I have to say that seeing Haley ride around town, sometimes I'll see her out on pavement when I'm in my car going the other way. She's on a road bike or going, you know, on a mountain bike from trail to trail. But from a long way away, it's like seeing a beautiful runner. You see them from a long distance and you go, wow, that is such an incredible athlete. And I see it with Haley on the bike, and I always say I think that must be Haley. And then when I get close up, I look and it is her. And she just has that raw talent. What's the athletic background of you and Haley's dad?
I mean, I was tennis growing up, so that was my sport, and I loved horses. So I had a couple horses growing up too, and just nothing competitive with horses, but just did a lot of riding and then competitive tennis into my first year of college. And kind of same with my husband, just, you know, loved riding. He actually started bike racing maybe a little bit later in life. And before that did motocross, a little bit of motocross and BMX, and kind of just dabbled with a lot of different things. So not the competitive bent that she has though, ever.
And as we kind of work through the story of the past, we're looking to the future, and I know that, you know, all of us are dreaming of the 2030, 2034 Olympics, partly as parents because our kids can stay home and go to the Olympics. And you have this amazing opportunity, well, Haley does, and she's there in Japan and you aren't able to spectate. You aren't able to be her sounding board. What is that like as a parent after all these years, encouragement, support, and you're not able to be there?
Yeah, it's crazy. I think it sinks in more and more as we get closer. At first, I wasn't too fazed by it because there's certain World Cups we can't go to and World Championships, so we've missed out on races before. But definitely as it gets closer, you realize the magnitude of this. She was getting on the plane and she's like, Mom, every other person on the plane's an Olympian and, tennis players. And it's just such a huge, cool experience. So, yeah, it's a bummer. But we kind of just take things in stride. And actually, Team USA is doing a really cool thing where they have offered to two people for every athlete tickets to Orlando with lodging, air, and all access viewing at the NBC studios there, where you get to watch and celebrate amongst all the other Olympic families. So that's really cool that they're doing that, and I think that will help with the experience of not being able to go and also not being in a community. It would be different, I think, if we were in Park City and we could celebrate with all of our friends. And so here in Santa Cruz, that it's still a new environment for us. So I think that'll be a lot of fun. And it's special that they're doing that for the families.
Well, that sounds exciting to be able to maybe take some selfies with Bryant Gumbel or
right. Right. Totally.
That's definitely a next step down from being in Tokyo.
It really is. I mean, we had dreams of, once she started having prospects of going and being able to go to Japan and explore that area. Of course, I mean, one of the great things about Haley's sport is that we get to go on our coattails a lot of times and travel around the world with her, which is just magnificent. And so, yeah, definitely.
Well, I know another kind of question related to that is, the interviews and all of the promotions, hopefully she does really well. We anticipate that she will. One of the dreams of a lot of athletes is to get on that Wheaties box in the US. And do you foresee, maybe a Wheaties box in her future on a mountain bike, first US mountain biker on a Wheaties box?
A Wheaties box. Sure. I mean, that would be amazing, of course, but not something that I had really actually thought about.
It's funny. I didn't even know they still did that, Pete. Because I don't eat Wheaties. I guess.
Right. We don't either. Maybe we eat lots of Wheaties.
Better start eating them. Kathy, I wanted to ask you, many people in the community know and love our other hometown mountain biking hero, Keegan Swenson. And as you mentioned, Christopher Blevins, who is Keegan's teammate, has been training with Haley. He ended up getting to go to the Olympics. It was, as you say, the races this spring were so important, not only for Haley, but for Keegan and for Christopher.
Yes.
Keegan and Christopher are kind of neck and neck. And
yes.
Keegan had a few mechanical issues. He had a few bad races. And so Christopher ends up going instead of Keegan.
Yes.
And, at the same time, it's heartbreaking. I know that I've talked to Keegan's parents and Keegan just moved on and he knows that this is all part of it. He's had many victories throughout his mountain biking career.
Yeah.
I think it's curious because if you could explain a little bit why only one male gets to go and three females from the US get to go, why do the females have more places on their team and the men just have one?
Yeah, so unfortunate. And, for us, it was like so bittersweet because we love both of them. And Keegan, of course, was a huge source of inspiration for Haley as well. I'd love to bring that up. Just seeing that when he got on Whole Athlete, and, you know, she was this young athlete and he's wearing that kit, and she's like, oh, well, what does that kit mean? And, you know, just seeing him, and yeah, he's been a huge source of inspiration for her, and they're a great family. And so the women had more points. So they just have a little bit more depth in their field right now of women that are actually competing at the national level. So they had more women that were able to gain points by placing well at those international races or at the HTs over here. And they just didn't quite have that depth in the men's field to earn that many points for, you know, all the athletes to be able to go. So.
Yeah, and as I understand, they were really trying hard to get more points so they could have that second spot. And then some of the top mountain bikers on the men's team, I don't know, there was like one got sick and something happened to another one. And
yeah.
They just didn't have that. And I guess it shows you how tenuous it is, and what it kind of comes up a little bit to the luck of the draw and what happens within your team. But Haley will be going also with the, could you tell us a little bit about the two other women that are on her team?
Yes, so Kate Courtney, who she qualified back in 2019. I believe it was with her World Cup overall win. So that year she won enough of the World Cups, or placed well enough of the World Cups, so she had the points to win the overall. And I believe that was her criteria that she met. The year before that, she had won also world championships, which helped as well, I'm sure. But then, of course, there was COVID, and so a whole year in between. And so you wonder how people are going to perform. And in 2021, you just never know. But Kate was solid with that. With that result. And then it got a little bit more complicated for the other ladies, because originally Chloe Woodruff was selected, and she actually ended up pulling, and so Erin Huck is going in her place.
And she's probably spending quite a bit of time with these three, these other ladies. What is the relationship? So I imagine they're all pretty close because they do ride quite a bit together.
Yes. You know, when they are actually traveling and racing, they don't have that much time together because they're with their specific teams. And, you know, Haley hasn't really raced with the national team per se that much, because she actually has, you know, support with other teams that she's been on throughout the year. So she's only gone with the national team, you know, maybe a handful of times in the recent years. So she has ridden a lot more with Kate Courtney, because Kate's here in California, and we're pretty close to where she lives. So they have partnered up and done some training together. And plus they were on Whole Athlete together back in the day, and know each other quite well. But Erin and Haley have also been in some camps together and get along great. And they have really nice rapport amongst one another. And they're all just really outstanding women. So it's fun.
Well, it's going to be a blast on July 27th at midnight, roughly 3 p.m. Japan time, that all of Park City is going to probably gather somewhere and watch Haley compete at the Tokyo Olympics. And you'll be drinking champagne with Brian Gumbel
right.
over in Orlando. And we're just so honored to know you and Haley, and cheer you guys on.
Thank you so much. Yeah, she is so excited and feels lucky that, you know, it all kind of began in Utah and Park City, and that she has so many people there. The community has been really amazing, how they've reached out to her between the High School Mountain Biking League. And, you know, she still is in communication with a lot of her mentors from there that have made a real difference in her progression. And so thank you so much for cheering. She really appreciates it. And it really means the world to these athletes, because they feel that energy and it really drives them and fuels that fire. And so it's really greatly appreciated and means the world.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Mountain Life.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe rate us, and leave us a comment.
If you have an idea for a future show, email us at mountainlife@kpcw.org.
We hope you'll bring your green smoothie and join us next week for The Mountain Life.